Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, and in the Ezvar Tzuris Dafs on Tessam Alpha on the top, and in the Artskot Tzuris Dafs on Tessam Beis on the bottom. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biaka Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we continue discussing these birds that were in the coop in the Shoivach and him preparing them from before Yom Tov. The Mishnah tells us, Zimin Shchayrim, as he prepared black ones. A word we're going to be seeing over here is the word Ken, which is usually how we describe a bird pair. Let's say he designated two black birds. He had said, those two black birds and that coop over there, I'm going to be using them tomorrow. And then Matzah Levanim, he found white ones there. Or Levanim Matzah Shchayrim, he had prepared white ones and he found black ones. Or Shnayim Matzah Shlaisha, he prepared two and he found three. Asurin, they're Asur. Now, obviously, in the case of the black and white, it's pretty clear why they're Asur. It's because they're different ones. He wasn't mizameing them, he didn't prepare them. And even in his last situation of two and he found three, well, we say Mimanav Shach. Either these are brand new ones, or we could say that one new one flew in and that one is Asur, but he doesn't know which one it is, so all of them are Asur. Now, what about the following? Shlaisha Matzah Shnayim Mutarim. If he had designated three and he only found two, so they're both permitted, that's because we don't say that all three flew away and two brand new ones came. We just say that one of them flew away and the two that are here are two of the original ones. Now, what about B'Sai Chakein? He designated them when they were inside the nest, when they were inside their little compartment, and Umatz Lefnei Akein, he found birds in front of the nest on the little perch over there, Asurin their Asur, because we have to suspect that they came from a different compartment, whereas V'Main Sham Elohim, if those are the only ones there, Harei Ilu Mutarin, then they're permitted. And that's because of the concept of Rive versus Kariv. Rive would tell us that we have to follow the majority of birds, and the majority of birds live not in this Shaivach, so these would be brand new birds, but then we also have the concept of Kariv, which is that it is close, and since he is close to his coop, his Shaivach, and he was mizamin birds inside, so we assume that the ones that are right outside are from Kariv, and they're the ones he was mizamin. Something where it clarifies for us, Masnisa de Rebbe. Our mission is Shita's Rebbe. The time we have a Braisa, let's say a person had Meiser Sheni money, Masayim, he had 200, and he put it in a particular place, and then Umatza Mana, he comes back and he finds that there's only 100 there. How do we look at it? Mana Munach Umana Mutal. We say that one mana is still here and only one mana was taken, but the key is that the mana that's here is one of the original 200 they had put down. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Chum say chulin. This 100 is chulin because we assume that somebody took 200 of Meiser Sheni away and replaced that 200 with 100 of chulin. So obviously, our Mishnah of being mezamin three birds and finding two is like Rebbe, because that's $200 and finding only 100 and assuming that it's still the same 100 that you put there. As opposed to Chamim, they would say if he was mezamin three birds and he finds two, we assume that all three flew away and these are two brand new ones. Now it brings something similar to Taman Taninon. Over there in Meiser Sheni, we have a Mishnah that says, Ha'imer Lebenoi, if a person told his son, Meiser Sheni Bezavizu, I put Meiser Sheni money in that corner, Umat Bezavis Acheres, and he finds it in a different corner, Hare Eil Chulin, it's assumed to be Chulin. And then there's another case in that Mishnah, which is really the one we're focusing on, which is basically the same thing we mentioned two lines above. And that's when the father told his son, I put down 200, and when he comes there, there's only 100. So Rav Yaakov Acha says, B'shem Rav Yasa, de Rebbe he, that's Shitas Rebbe, de Tani, because it's taught, Masayim Umatza Mana, if he put down 200 and he finds a mana, mana munachu mana mutal divrei Rebbe. We assume that there's one mana still left from the original 200 and only one of them was taken away. However, Chazra Amar, he went back and said, divrei HaKoyel he, really, our mission could be according to everybody. We don't have to say that it's Rebbe because Shanya begozalim shidarkan lefroyach. Birds are different due to the fact that they fly away. When we're dealing with money, if some of the money is missing, so then the Chamim say, look, somebody clearly took this money away because money doesn't walk on its own. So whoever took away 100 for sure took all 200 and somehow a different 100 made its way here. Maybe he replaced a different 100 or maybe somebody else came and put 100 there. But the bottom line is if somebody took 100 away, he for sure took 200 away. But in the case of our Mishnah, when he was mizamin three birds and now he finds two, well, birds have wings and they fly. So it makes sense even in Shitas Chachamim to say that just one bird flew away and the original two are still here. However, says the Gemara of Atana Rav Chalafta Bar Shaul, Rav Chalafta Bar Shaul taught, Hu adavar begazalim, hu adavar bebeitzim. It's the same thing with birds, and it's the same thing with eggs, that if a person was mezamein three eggs before Yom Tov, and now he finds only two, we assume that those two that are here are two of the original three that he was mezamein, and obviously eggs don't walk away on their own, so you can't say the Chum would agree to that. It must be Havadu Rebihi, that our Mishnah is Shitas Rebbe, and not the Chumim. Now Rabbi Yosef tells us, Tassam and Beza on the top, this Mishnah Meiser Sheni, which we quoted, about a fellow telling his son regarding money that he had put down 200 Meiser Sheni, there's only 100. That's different because Taman over there, Aviv Hiniyahu Benoi Matzah, the father had put down the money and the son was the one that found it. So the father told his son, I put down 200. The son only found 100. And over there, we can actually say that the Chachamim agree that that money is still Maaser Sheni, because it's very possible that the father took away 100 of the 2 that he had put down and forgot to tell his son. So when son finds 100 instead of 200, he still would have to assume that it's Maaser Sheni. But Rav Hacha over here, hu iniach hu matza, he had put them down and he found them and he doesn't remember taking anything away, and therefore we say that everything here is chulin. Near Rav Babar Kain Amar Kumi Rav Yasa b'shem Rav Acha, that hayri Rav Babar Zavda b'Maaser Sheni kadada Rebbe. Rav Babar Zavda paskin in a Maaser Sheni case like Rebbe, that when 200 was put down and he came by later and found only 100, it's assumed to be of the original money, and we don't have to suspect that it's brand new chulin money that was put there. Now we go back to discuss our Mishnah. Amar Rav Yudin says hadadat Amar b'shayusham shnei kinim. This the Mishnah said that when he was masmin them, they were inside the ken, they were inside the compartment, and when he found them, they were outside on the perch, that they're usher. That's only when there's 2 kinim, meaning there's 2 compartments. So we have to suspect that maybe these birds on the perch are from a different compartment. Avalam ancham elokain echad, there's only 1 compartment, loy bada, so there's no issue, because obviously they came from inside that compartment. As the Gemara of Atanina, and the Mishnah says very clearly, im ancham elohain harel mutarin, if these are the only ones that were there, then they're mutter. So what type of chedesh is he teaching us, that if there's only 1 compartment, so then they're mutter? Obviously, that's what the Mishnah tells us. What's this chiddush over here? So Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, he explains, b'she'in sham ela goizel echer b'vad, kein achas shcherim b'vad. That's talking about when there's only 1 bird or only 1 black pair of birds. So then, even though when he was mazman them, they were inside, and now he finds them outside, obviously it's the ones he was mazman, because those were the only ones that he had. But let's say, for example, there were more birds on the perch. He was mazman 2 black ones, and he finds 2 black ones and 2 white ones. Obviously, the white ones came from somewhere else, so maybe we suspected the black ones also came from somewhere else. Part of the chiddush over here is that no, that we assume that the black ones are the ones that he was mazmin, because those were the only 2. However, again, if he had 2 kinim, 2 compartments, and he found black ones outside, it's very possible they came from the other compartment, which he was not mazmin, and therefore they'd be usur. Now moving on to a different discussion. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says as follows, Hamalchem es hatrisin b'yamtif, someone who replaces the shutters on yamtif, chayiv mishum b'ayna, he's chayiv for building. Now we have to understand something over here. This over here is referring to a kiosk of sorts. It's basically just a loose booth on the ground. It's not connected at all to the karka. It's not connected to the ground. So it's viewed basically like a large kli. It's like a large vessel of sorts. And these vendors or merchants would sell spices and random little knickknacks out of these kiosks. And the main thing they would do is simply come up to the trisim, which is the shutters, unlock them, take them off, and the wares were displayed on these trisim. That's how they sold their wares, and then when they were finished for the day, they would replace the tris, replace the shutter, and close up shop for the day. It's not like you walked inside this booth. Now Shmuel holds that yesh binyan bekelim. This is machlok Masechta Shabbos, whether or not there's an isser of bina, an isser of building, when we're discussing kelim. Obviously, when discussing something that's connected to the ground, it's mechobel karka, there's an isser of bina. But what about kelim? You want to build a kli, is that called bina? Machlokes. But Shmuel holds that yesh binyan bekelim, and therefore Shmuel tells us that if a person takes his tris, he takes his shutter, and he puts it back onto the booth on Yom Tov, he's chayv for bina, because now he's connecting it, he's building it, and so that's an issue. So Vakasha asked the Gemara, we have a problem. Davar she'ilu asoy b'Shabbos chayv chatos, something that if he would have done it on Shabbos, he'd be chayv chatos. Where Beis Hillel matirin av lahachzir, Beis Hillel allows replacing it. This is something that Beis Hillel allows, that if the tris was removed on Yom Tov, and that's because they needed to get some spices for Yom Tov, they were cooking and ran out of granulated garlic or some basil, so they went to the booth, took off the tris, took off the shutter, and got some, it's allowed to be put back. How is that permitted? If he'd be chayv a chatas for this on Shabbos, because bina, how is he allowed to put it back on Yom Tov? So you don't know, on top of Chanan, he says, B'shem Riechanon, Hitiru Saifa Mishem Tchilasai. They allowed the end because of the beginning. Shem Omer Atloy, Shaloy Yachzer, if you tell him that he's not allowed to put it back, Afuene Paseach, so he's not going to open it up either, he's not going to take off the tris to get the spices. So Gemara asked the obvious question, Vol Yiftach, fine, so don't open it up, don't get the spices. Why do you have to allow him to do that? And the answer is, Afuene, because then he's going to be minimizing it as Simchas Yom Tov. He's trying to make a delicious dish for the Yom Tov Suda. There's no basil, there's no granulated garlic. It's not going to be tasty without it, and that's a lack of Simchas Yom Tov. So we allow him to open it up, and maybe we allow him to close it, because if you don't allow him to close it, then he's not going to open it, because he doesn't want anyone to steal his goods and his wares. Now, Amar Vacha, he clarifies, Machzir, he's allowed to return it, as long as he doesn't put it back properly. When he puts back this tris, this shutter, and he closes up shop, he closes up this booth of his, he can't put it back 100%. it has to maybe be a little bit ajar or not 100% on, and then that's fine. In Amar Rabbi Yisrael Ben, he also says, K'she'ein Sham Pesach, this is only permitted if there's no opening. Avol Yasham Pesach, if there's a regular opening to this booth, Mishtamish Derech HaPesach, he would have to go through the regular opening. Imagine you have this small little kiosk, and there is some sort of door that you could walk inside. It's really never used. That's not the standard way to use it. You don't walk inside. It's not a regular store, but there still is some sort of access like that. You would have to use it as opposed to taking off the shutters, and that's because shutters is an issue of Baina, as opposed to opening and closing the door is not. We're going to stop here for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.